U.S. officials have revealed that the internet came under a massive attack this week. The denial-of-service attack Monday evening targeted the 13 servers that manage internet traffic around the world. Stuart Lin heads the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers, or ICANN. It's the group that assigns and manages internet addresses, or domain names. Lin says Monday's attack, which lasted about an hour, was the most intense assault of its kind. Yet he and most other internet users didn't notice a thing.
I was called by my staff and informed that it was going on, but I've been happily using the internet and continue to use the internet. And like I think essentially every user around the world, it didn't affect users, so we didn't notice it, anything.
Now, I understand that nine perhaps of these 13 servers were affected. If more had been affected, would we have noticed?
First of all, let me clarify something. These so-called root server computers themselves were not affected. They functioned perfectly. The problem of this kind of attack, what it does is, if you like, the hearts are functioning fine, but the arteries get clogged temporarily. It was the paths to those computers that were being clogged by what's called these denial-of-service attacks. The information that's contained in these root servers is replicated millions of times around the world, and when you make use of these systems, you're actually making use of your local copy for a while. Once it expires, you have to go get a new copy from the root. But the system is very resilient, very redundant, and will continue to function for quite some hours, even if all 13 went out.
Who noticed that this was wrong? Are there people who constantly monitor the entire system, looking for things just like this?
Well, the root servers themselves, they're constantly monitoring traffic loads to see what's happening in the approaches to the root servers. So they're automatic tools that are diagnosing what's going on and ring, if you like, alarm bells when something's going wrong.
Is it a matter, then, of the system working or the system being vulnerable in some way?
I really believe the system worked. If it had gone on for longer, you have to remember that there are lots of very, very capable people all around the net who immediately get to work finding ways to block off these attacks. And if it had gone on for longer, the sources would have been diagnosed and the attacks would likely have been blocked off.
Are people who make these kinds of assaults ever caught?
They are, but it's hard to determine where they come from. There are all sorts of ways in which they can make these attacks by taking over insecure computers on the periphery of the network, in your home, in your corporation, whatever it is, and masquerading and then launching the attacks from there. So it's very difficult to track them down. It's very difficult to prevent them. The best thing to do is to make sure you have defense in depth, which is what the domain name system has, to be very robust and resilient in the face of them.
It sounds as though you feel that despite this incursion, things actually worked the way that they're supposed to, that really the entire internet system is well prepared.
Yes, I don't want to sound complacent. We're always concerned about attacks, and the engineers responsible are always working hard to find ways to improve, to resist them, and they'll continue to do so.
Thank you very much for speaking with us, Mr. Lin.
My great pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
Stuart Lin is president of the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers, or ICANN.